happy holidays in spite of all of this chaos and a lot of the sadness in the way that this Fujian flu has hit so early and so hard in the Northern Hemisphere and has left some seasoned doctors stunned. Dr. James Todd, Director of Epidemiology at Denver Children's Hospital, where at least four flu-related deaths of children have occurred, said this week, quote, "In my 30 years on the job, I've never seen an outbreak this bad," unquote. This is dangerous, deadly flu. And to make matters worse, we've got the nation running out of flu vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, on December 11th, U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson, as you said, announced at a press conference at the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, and this was his quote, "The department has just completed the purchase of 100,000 doses of adult influenza A vaccine from Aventis Pasteur, which is in Europe. It is being shipped to state health departments now, and it is expected to arrive by this weekend. Each state's supply will be based upon its population." This is a quote from Secretary Thompson. Now, he said that an additional 150,000 doses of pediatric vaccine has also been purchased from Aventis, and the hope is that will be ready for shipment to the United States by January 2004. Secretary Thompson emphasized that his department is looking for other vaccines wherever possible. It's not clear whether this is going to wind down in February or exactly what's going to happen. CDC says the dangerous Fujian virus has now spread to every state. Schools throughout the United States are reporting high absentee rates because of this flu. With so many students and teachers ill, some schools have temporarily closed. One example is the Truesdale County Schools near Nashville, Tennessee. That's a big district.
Yeah, it is.
1,300 students, and classes were canceled on Tuesday with no plans to open again until Monday, December 15th. And this is not the only school having to face these kinds of closings. Also, this week at Dallas Children's Medical Center in Texas and in Colorado Springs, Colorado hospitals, doctors have been reporting children with so much damage from the Fujian flu strain that they are put on heart-lung bypass machines just to stay alive. The number of deaths has climbed to an estimated 24, including a teenager. Further, Dr. Steve Schecksnyder, the chief of critical care medicine and pediatrics at the Arkansas Children's Hospital in Little Rock, reports that they have an unprecedented number of flu cases in children, including his own daughter, and more severe complications in children from flu than he has ever seen before. I talked with Dr. Schecksnyder on December 10th.
All right, let's listen in on that.
We're very concerned. Yesterday we set a record for the number of inpatients in our hospital, and we simply do not have room for more sick children at this point. And we're very close to maxing out the resources that we have available to care for them. So we're obviously very concerned on a number of fronts.
And that would be how many as of yesterday?
At one point yesterday, we had 260 in the hospital. We have never gotten 260 patients in the hospital before.
And this increases over the next 3 or 4 weeks. What will happen?
We could be faced with, a situation of that we've actually never encountered, that is routine in most cities in the country, of actually diverting ambulances and saying, we don't have the resources to take more patients in the emergency department at this point.
How unusual is it to be treating so many children in so many different states with heart-lung bypass machines for something like this influenza?
Oh, I would say that's fairly unusual. We're dealing with a particularly virulent bug here.
And what is it exactly that the Fujian virus is doing to the body that is causing so much damage?
I don't think we know. I think that's probably the subject of intense investigation by investigators who work with influenza, but I'm not aware that we have that knowledge at this point.
But I think we tend to underestimate the seriousness of flu. And I remember having Hong Kong 1968 and feeling like I'd been hit by a Mack truck and unable to move for 5 or 6 days. And if I understand correctly, these are the kinds of symptoms that should be expected from children to adults in the Fujian.
Correct. I have a daughter at home right now with it who got developed influenza despite being vaccinated about a month ago. So clearly the no vaccine's 100%. We have seen a number of children and adults this year that have had flu symptoms despite being immunized.
Could you describe, from your medical point of view, exactly the symptoms that your daughter has had, which would maybe help parents who are listening?
Fever, headache, cough, and muscle aches have really been the predominant ones. Occasional vomiting, but really the fever, muscle aches, headache, and cough, and some sore throat as well. In fact, it started really with sore throat and cough.
And what kind of fever have you been dealing with?
Well, she began treatment with an antiviral medicine within about 12 hours of her symptoms, and her fever has only been to, I think the maximum it's gotten to is about 102, which has been relatively low from some of the ones we've been seeing in the emergency department, where we've seen temperatures of 105, not uncommonly.
Wow. That is really serious.
Yes, it is.
And for people listening, when you use the term antiviral, can you explain what you recommend if some of these serious symptoms hit adult or child? What should a person do about getting antivirals?
Contact their physician. And the physician may well want to, in most cases, see them and may want to test them to see if it is influenza. There is a time window, though, for antiviral medication in that it needs to be given within 24 to 48 hours of the onset of symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
We have already seen a regional shortage of some of the antiviral medicines as well.
Because they're being used so much in other places?
Well, just because we were using so many of them, and we had a stock of both this week, but 2 weeks ago we had none.
So that means the doctors are confronted also with periodically running out of antivirals that they're trying to help treat this stuff with, and doctors' offices flooded with calls from patients wanting to get flu shots or antivirals. In many cases, the only thing available is the new nasal mist produced from live virus for healthy people only between ages 5 to 49 because it is live virus.